Several people, including politicians, have been seriously injured when Ukrainian anti-government protesters clashed with police overnight in the capital, Kiev. Stefan Boss has this report.
The overnight violence broke out after a Ukrainian court handed down a 6-year jail sentence to activists Igor Mosichuk, Volodymyr Spara and Sergei Bevs. They allegedly prepared to blow up a statue of late Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin, but the protesters deny wrongdoing. Supporters had gathered outside the court in Kiev, saying the trial and verdict were politically motivated. Soon clashes broke out when protesters tried to stop police vehicles carrying the man out of the court building. Among those injured was Ukraine's former interior minister Yuri Lutsenko, a close ally of jailed opposition leader and former prime minister Yulia Tymoshenko. He was released from prison in April last year after receiving a pardon by the Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych. A journalist was reportedly also beaten by baton-wielding riot police who attacked demonstrators using spray. The clashes come amid the largest ongoing anti-government rallies since the Orange Revolution in 2004. Yet there is some concern that the far right is creating division within the opposition. On New Year's Day, about 15,000 people took part in a torch-lit procession and protest through Kiev to mark 105 years since the birth of wartime nationalist leader Stepan Bandera. He's honored with statues in western Ukraine, but condemned in regions closer to Russia, as well as by Jews and Poles who view him as a Nazi sympathizer. The opposition wants the president and government to leave after refusing to sign the European Union Association Agreement. Instead, President Viktor Yanukovych struck a deal with Russia in December, which has seen big cuts in the price of gas imports from that country. Moscow also supported Ukraine's finances with a $15 billion purchase of government bonds. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.